Ka te akira e te ui, kia haka iria ki taua waiata ko te reo tērā o Mabel Wharekawa me te waiata tahuri mai. E rangi, ko tai te wā kia peka atu tātou ki te toko waia kōrero. Kai reira tētahi o ngā rangatahi e pikau i ngā kaupapa hakaraura tai ako Ashley Peacock tērā. He tūranga hoki mō te hunga rangatahi kia haka uru atu ki tēnei rōpū UNESCO. Nō reira, me wātia mai he wāhanga mōna ki te hakamārama mai e nei kaupapa. Tēnā koe, Ashley, pehiana koe i tēnei ahiahi.
Kia ora, Dev, kei te pai, I'm all good.
Nawe, great to have you. Great to have you back on our show, e hoa. A lot of kaupapa ahead of you. So I think just before we get back into our kōrero, can you just give us a little bit of kōrero about what UNESCO Aotearoa Youth Leaders is?
Yep, so UNESCO was founded, it's an international organisation that was founded after World War II, and the intention was to create dialogue for peace around the world after World War II. So UNESCO New Zealand, so they're like a United Nations organisation, and their kaupapa focuses mainly around education, social sciences and sciences and culture. So any work or mahi they do is to sort of uplift skills in that area or initiatives in that area to create dialogue for ultimately for peace through those forums. Yeah.
Oh wow. So, that sounds like a big mahi. Sounds like lots to do. And so obviously it's been going on for a little while. Tell us a little bit about what is the major focus at the moment, or what is some of the mahi that you've been focused on recent times?
So the Aotearoa Youth Leaders for UNESCO is quite a new thing. And basically what they wanted to do was to ensure that youth voice was present in some of the mahi that they were doing. So a lot of the that we've been engaged on recently has to do with sort of raising the profile of UNESCO New Zealand, because nobody really knows about UNESCO, to be honest. I never knew or heard of them before I had actually joined up. So that's some of the main mahi, is just raising the profile around UNESCO and just really ensuring that the youth voice is present in some of their kaupapa. So some of the recent things we support are like we do a lot of funding rounds. So for initiatives such as like the Waka Hauraua, some of the funding that we've supported. So their travel to, I think they did a voyage to one of the islands, Norfolk Island.
Right.
And then, on the way to Tahiti. So we supported them on that. And a lot of new age, well, I'd like to call it new age, but new age, like, thinking when it comes to, like, education and stuff like that. So initiatives that really support, I guess, sustainable development and kaupapa like that. So we do a lot of funding rounds to help people, I don't know, I guess engage in new ways of doing things and stuff like that.
Awesome. So just, you know, touching on those kaupapa kōrero, you know, you help a lot of rangatahi. Raise a lot of awareness about, global warming, kaupapa, pertaining to race, kaupapa, about pretty much everything, really. And there's a position that's come available for UNESCO. So can you give us a little bit of kōrero about this?
Yeah, so we've got, actually, I'm real excited. We've got our recruitment round coming up. So at the moment, you can go onto the website. And we're looking for rangatahi from all walks of life, honestly, all walks of life to apply from the ages of 18 to 24. And the position is to actually jump on board our kaupapa. Our role as youth leaders within that group is actually to be ambassadors and ambassadors for UNESCO. So basically just sharing the message about UNESCO is just creating peace through dialogue and really living for their values, which is sustainability and education and all those kinds of things. But we've got positions coming up. So we're looking for people now to jump on board and join the kaupapa. And it's a really, really, really good platform for you as an individual to grow and have opportunity, but also to be able to bring those opportunities back home.
Ka pai. You know? So what are some of the things that you've experienced being a part of this kaupapa for however long you have been?
Yeah.
Because I've been following your kōrero, you know, you've been all over the motu, you've been overseas,
yeah.
And what have the highlights been for you?
Honestly, my highlight is actually just working, I'm a quite out there person, so just engaging with people that I wouldn't normally run into, just kicking back in Rafferty or in the Bell of Islands, you know. Just being exposed to people's different ways of thinking and new experiences and just really putting yourself out there to see the world. And ultimately, you know, you're developing yourself as well. You're bettering yourself for those around you as well. So that's, although I may not have given back so much to my community yet, I'm hoping that it's going to pay off in the long run for the experiences that I've gotten. And
awesome,
the kōrero that I'm able to share with my whānau. So.
Ai, kia ora mō tērā. So,
yeah.
In terms of applications close on Friday, 1st of November. Where can our rangatahi of Te Hiku o Tika go if they are interested in putting their hands in for this kaupapa?
Okay, definitely go to the UNESCO New Zealand. So just type into, I don't know the website name, but type into Google UNESCO New Zealand and find the application page on the website. And on there you can also see what our youth group is going to do, what UNESCO is all about, to see if you like it, and definitely apply. And if anybody has any questions, hit me up, Facebook, just hit me up, message me, and I'll be keen to get our whānau on board, really.
Rawe, thank you, Ashley, for coming on our show this afternoon. Knowing that you've got a big drive ahead of you this afternoon, e hoa, better let you go. Have a good time down in Kawakawa before you leave your haukainga. E rangi anō, e hoa, do you have any final words for our listeners here in Te Hiku o Tika?
Just be safe, whānau. Have a lovely day today. It's nice and shiny and windy. That's all I have. Oh, go for it and take every opportunity, man.
Nice, shiny and windy, eh? Don't forget to have your power pie as you're going through Kawakawa.
Stop it.
Ka pai e hua. Kia pai tōra.
Alright.
Ai, katia ki rai tātou mā kuia te reo kōrero Ashley Peacock, mō ēnei kaupapa, engāri ngā o UNESCO. If you want any more information about this kaupapa, send your CV to silk@education.govt.nz. Engāri me haka iri ake ngā kōrero i konei, anei te waiata tēnei au. Mau tonu mai.